I'm existing for your pleasure. I'm in front of you. Now please enjoy me. I am to be enjoyed by you. I'm Prakriti, you're the Purusha. Enjoy me. Let me dance nicely for you, for your pleasure. This is my thinking. This is, and then thinking like this, and the mind can dance for Krishna. The mind, that's why they say, Tridandi Sannyas. The mind is dancing for Krishna, the body is dancing for Krishna, the words are dancing for Krishna. Sometimes in the lower stage of spiritual advancement, the body is dancing for Krishna, but the mind is flying for Maya. The mind is flying in Maya. The body is dancing. We want, it's a nice point he's making. The mind should be dancing also. Oh, my mind, please dance, please dance. Oh, such a merciful personality is Nityananda Prabhu. He's not to be found anywhere. He suffers a beating from Jagai and Madhai. And he still gives him love of God. They crack him on the head with a clay pot, make blood come from his head. But still he doesn't think about it. Please, take love of God. When your offenses are vanquished, you will obtain the treasure of love of God. Aparadi vicharna chonahi hai. Premadhan, ave premadhan. So you'll get premadhan, that great dhan, that great treasure of prema when the aparads go. That's why Gurudev, when he instructs us, because our goal is prema. We don't want sadhana bhakti, we don't want bhava bhakti, we want prema bhakti. So Gurudev is instructing in such a way, look, listen, sadhaka. Hey, listen, Suno. Quickly, you must come to this. I come to give this prema of Mahaprabhu. Gauranga prema, Radhagovinda prema. But you must be careful. Watch out. Dasa parad, nama parad. You don't make these offenses. So this is Bhaktivinoda saying that you, these offenses vanquished, when they're finished, then you become eligible to get the treasure. As long as we're stuck with these 10 offenses, Guru Avagya, Sadhanindu, etc., then we can never get that treasure. But in these names of Chaitanya Nittai, there is no consideration of offenses. Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. So that's the mercy of Gaura Nikaya. That we try to, well, there's 10 aparads in chanting Krishna's name. Hare Krishna Mantra is Das Aparad. How many aparads are there in chanting Gornam? No aparad. There's no 10 aparads in chanting Gornam. Nitai Gaur. So much mercy is there. So much mercy, so therefore we go there first. And by their mercy, then we become cleansed. Then we get a taste, we get Namruchi. By the mercy of Gaura Nitai, we get Namruchi. And once one has Krishna, Takon Krishna Name Ruchi Have, Ruchi Ve Bandhan. Bandhan, finished, Hogya. So once you get Namruchi, then everything goes nice. Taste, sweet taste. Rupa Goswami is praying, he said, this holy name is something extraordinary. So much taste is there that I want thousands of years to hear this name, and thousands of tongues to vibrate this name. What a special name it is. What a special sound vibration. Krishna Ruchi. So we have Anartha Nivritti, then we have Nishta, then we have Ruchi. Ruchi means Nam Ruchi. Now we have taste for Prasad. Prasad Ruchi. We like the taste of Prasad, right? Olive, Puri, Sabji, Rice, Beer. But that's the taste that's given to us on the platform of the Anartha Nivritti. There's some taste. We're in the Anartha Nivritti. We're in the vast ocean of lust, anger, greed, envy, so much Parabdha Karma, Anurabdha Karma. But we have to get to this Ruchi. Once you get there, that's what he's saying, once you get there, once you have a taste, you're on your way. Ruchi ve bandham. This world is finished. Once you have a taste for Nam. Now, because that's called Param Drisva Nivartate. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Param Drisva Nivartate. There's Raso, what's that verse? Vishaya Vinivartante. Mirha Rasya Devana. Raso Varjam Rasopyasya. There's Raso. Raso Varjam Rasopyasya. Everyone's tasting Ras. Rasa means taste. We're tasting Vishaya. Vishaya Ras. But Vishaya means a taste of sense gratification. Enjoying this body. Man enjoying woman enjoying man, enjoying eating, dressing, decorating, playing, seeing, movies is sing. It's all Vishaya. It's Vishaya Ras. It's interesting because Vishaya means sense gratification, But part of the word for vishaya is vish. Vish. The word vish means poison. We have amrit and we have vish. Vish means poison, that which kills, annihilates, exterminates, finishes. Vish. If you get bitten by a sarp, then you're vish. The vish comes and you're finished. So this sanskrit, this ras, this is vish ras. But we want amrit ras. Amut. Rasa, it's amut. We want amrit. We want this ras amrit. Right? We say bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. Bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. We want to taste ras, not just a drop, rasa bindu. We want a sindhu. Bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. We want an ocean of ras. That ocean is found in bhakti. So that we have to come to that ocean by getting a taste. And that taste comes by the mercy of Dwayal Nitai Chaitanya. By the mercy of Nitai Lord. So once you come to Ruchi, so after Ruchi then comes what? Then comes attachment, then comes bhava and prema, as we mentioned this morning. So it's so important that we get taste for the holy name. That's why Bhaktivinoda is telling us here in Gitavali. He's giving us these nectary instructions to attain perfection. Oh, when there is attachment to the holy name, nam anurag. Anurag means attachment, rag. Attachment, sakti, sakti, or rag. Nam rag. When there is attachment to the holy name, the life of a living being very easily becomes successful. Anayase safal. Safal means it gets fruits. It gets a safal, the fruit of life. Oh, without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless. Krishna Rativina, Jivan to Michehe, Michehe, Jivan. Life is nothing, Vina. Krishna Rativina. Without Krishna, without attachment for Krishna, what do you have? What's left? If you don't have attachment for Krishna Rati, you have Maya Rati. You have Sharir Rati. Attachment for your body. I'm so pretty, I'm so young, I'm so strong, I'm so successful. This is a kind of rati, maya rati, Krishna rati anurag. We have to have this attachment for Krishna, and that comes from chanting. At the end of life, you will attain a beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan, but only when the mercy of Lord Gaur is first received. Oh, essay Vrindavane Radha Shyamer Bhavi Darshan. What are people? Oh yeah, Shesh, yeah, Shesh, the end. Right. Makes sense. It's a misspelling. Darshan, Darshan. Ave, Gora Kripa Hale He. Only when you, if you get the mercy of Lord Gora first, then you'll have Darshan. You have Darshan of Radhan Shyam and Vrindavan. When we read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we see the life story of Gopal Kumar. Gopal Kumar was traveling throughout the universe and chanting his mantra. He was chanting the Krishna mantra or Gopal mantra. 10-syllable Gopal mantra. We chant an 18-syllable Gopal mantra, but he didn't. He was just chanting the mantra, which is concentrated on Prayojana Tattva, or Prema. That's a 10-syllable mantra which Lord Chaitanya received in Ishwara Puri. The 18-syllable mantra that Lord Brahma received in the Brahma Samhita contains within it Krishnaya Govindaya. You know, does it know? No. Does it know? No, no. But Krishnaya and Govindaya. And Krishnaya and Govindaya refer to Sambandha Jnana and Avideya Tattva. The establishing the relationship and also working, practicing that relationship. But in the mantra, that's the 18th syllable Gopal mantra, or sometimes called Krishna mantra. But in the 10th syllable Gopal mantra, which Mahaprabhu got, and which Gopal Kumar was chanting in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, written by Sanatana Goswami. There's no Krishnaya, no Govindaya, there's Gopi. You know, fill in the rest. For those chanting, it's Brahmins, Dvijas, Dvijas. So, he was chanting this mantra, and going throughout the universe and meditating. And finally he came back to Vrindavan, or some of the universe where Vrindavan was there. Not so clear. But it was in this universe, it was in the material universe. It wasn't like a form of Vrindavan. In some material universe where Vrindavan was being displayed. And there he saw Nanda Maharaj and everyone was very sad and they were crying.
And then he was chanting this mantra. And then he had a darshan. He attained his first darshan of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And then he saw Radha and Krishna sitting by the banks of the Yamuna. He saw them very clearly. Then he ran to them, just to fall at their feet, or to embrace them, or he didn't know what. He was just automatically attracted like a moth. A moth goes to the fire. His little fly, like bug type moth. He makes some fire in the summer or in winter. He can't help himself. As soon as his eyes see the fire, he can't control his sight. Just like different animals, different. These are called guru. Gurus in the material world. The fish is a guru. The moth is a guru. The deer is a guru. The elephant is a guru. And the honeybee is a guru. There's panch, indriya, five senses. And there's five gurus that teach a lesson about indriya rati, or attachment to senses. So the moth, he teaches the problem with eyes, aksha, the problem with attachment to seeing things. Now that's one guru. So we watch it and say, oh, what is happening here? This little guy got attracted to this little beautiful little fire. So like the same thing, this little brahmachari got attracted to this little flame over there. He saw this little flame, the 5 foot, 5 inch foot flame. He said, oh, that's a pretty flame over there. Let me fly over there, take a closer look. He flies over. he got a little too close to the sun. So eye problem. That's one guru. Guru gives teaching. Another guru, 11th canto described. Another guru is fish. What is lesson fish is teaching? A machi. Machi? Swad. Right? Swad rati. Jiwa. Jiwa rati. Uncontrolled tongue. Fish is full. He's eating nicely. So many little bugs and everything, and little plankton and all little big fish eats a little fish, and all those kind of things go on. He's quite full. Then the fisherman, puts a little creamy, little worm on the end of his hook, and he puts them in the water. And then the fish is floating around. Oh, it's so full. Oh, look. Aquaforest stand. Oh, it's my mother. She just fed me so nicely. I had a really good lunch. But she told me not to snack. She told me I shouldn't snack. I should take lunch at home and go to school. But I really like this hot. I like this hot lady in that one shot. You know? So he's going by. He stops his car. So the fish is uncontrolled tongue, so the machi is swimming around and he's thinking, ah, I'm quite full, my mother gave me good dinner. Jalebis. He goes up and he goes for the jalebi and choop! Ha! My lunch! The Muslim man puts him down and cooks him up. So he's finished because of his uncontrolled tongue. So the fish is a guru. Control your tongue. Vacho vegam, jiva vegam. So that's one guru. Then another guru. Madhukar. What does he teach? Ras we already had. Ras is swad. Swad means taste. What is a bee teaching? There's five senses. Remember, we're giving a lesson on the uncontrolled senses. Smelling, hearing, thing, five. Remember the senses? These are indriya. Yeah, right? So what is the bee teaching? Smelling, gandha, sugandha. He's flying along. He's, nice smell. Late afternoon, about 4 o'clock, and you have 5 o'clock, sun's going down. He flies, such a nice kundrik, white lotus, right? Kundrik. He flies in. But the real thing is the smell. He goes by the smell. And he's smelling that flower. This is nice. And then all of a sudden, sun goes down. Sun goes, whoop. And then the petals of the lotus go, whoop. And then inside is a little man inside. A little madhukar. Got them home, ya baba. Because of his uncontrolled smell. So he's a good guru. Madhukar is a good guru. The bee. Well, bee is guru, fish is guru, fish for taste, taste, bee for smell, and then moth for the eyes, and what's left? Hearing. Who is the guru for hearing? Harina. Harina? Is that right? How do you say? Hiran. Hiran. The mriga. Hiran. The deer. Because the hunter, he knows the deer likes music. So the deer, he's peaceful and he's full. He's like nice, he ate so many little, you know, little flowers and little nuts. And he's quite full, quite nice, happy. Nice big belly. Krishna's given him all proper food to eat in the forest. But then the hunter stays and builds a little blind, they call it, a little hideout, a little hide place. And he starts playing either on a horn or a flute, bamsi or some type of horn. And the deer, big long ears. And little tail goes. You ever seen a little tail? And then he goes closer, and then the hunter says, yeah, oh, cooler. then the hunter says, ah, very nice, very, very nice. Finish. So this is uncontrolled ears. So this is the deer, uncontrolled desire for music. We want to hear Krishna Katha, speak Krishna Katha. This is our solace. This is our peace. So now we've covered four senses. There's one sense left, the sparsha, sense of touch. So who is the guru there? The elephant. The bull elephant, the male elephant is called bull in English, I don't know what to say. Bull, it's like bull. It's called bull elephant. The male. He sees the Padmini. Padmini is a female elephant. And he says, oh, what beautiful hips. What beautiful thighs. What a beautiful figure she has. And I want to touch that one. I really want to touch that. I want to lay my trunk on her back. And if you see elephants, when they walk, male, female elephant, the male puts his nose or his tongue, he puts it around like a man puts his arm around a lady, and the lady puts her arm like this, like a man's on the shoulder and the lady's around the bottom side. Right? Arm in arm. You don't know about this. Pure soul. But at any rate, so the elephants walk like that. When the male puts his little trunk on the female, because he wants to touch her, and then she puts, and then they walk. You know, like the elephant does. So the problem is the hunter knows this maya, this touch, this desire for touch of the elephant. So he makes one big hole in the forest, one big hole, and he puts grass and leaves over top of that hole. It's called booby trap, catch. And then he has this female trained to walk by that hole. So then they take into the forest, and then the male, he sees, oh, a new girl in town. There's a new girl in my village here. Oh, I want to touch her. So then he's saying, excuse me. And he goes over to catch her. She does kind of moves a little faster. Then, boom, he goes in the hole, and then he's sent off to Brooklyn to the zoo. He gets caught, and he gets exported to the Brooklyn Zoo in New York. New York Zoo. You know, zoo. And he gets locked in a cage, and that's finished. So these are different gurus in nature. We must control the desire to touch. We must touch the bodies of the devotee, embrace the devotee, touch the body of the Lord. And also we have our japa mala. This is the, we're touching 108 gopis. And in the middle, the Sumeru, they call Sumeru. In mantra shastras, they say the head bead is called Mount Sumeru. But our conception is the head bead is Radha and Krishna. The center bead is Radha and Krishna. Yuga Kishore. And then the 108 gopis are there, the major gopis. And the last big bead before the Radha and Krishna, that's the Lalita Sakhi. And then the Sakhis are there. So we pray, we come finally to Lalita Sakhi. Oh, Lalita Sakhi, please accept me. Please be merciful to me. Introduce me to the service of Radha and Krishna. So these are some teachings that we can keep in mind and try to only want to touch those. Those japa beads are representing the gopis, so keep your hands in your bead bag and keep your hands on the feet of the gopis. You can touch the gopis, it's okay. All the young men can touch the gopis, all the ladies can touch the gopis, and they're all inside your bead bag. So those gopis you can touch. The brahmacharis can touch these gopis, but don't touch these gopis. So you have to control the desire for touch by this touching. Touching mala, tulsi mala, because the touch desire becomes purified by the mercy of Vrindadevi. Because her body is chinmoy. Her body is completely spiritual. So when your body contacts that, then you become transformed. Just like in Vedic culture, they have something called sparshamani. Sparshamani is a touchstone. You take that substance and you touch it to something else, it turns it into gold. It's a special thing. So you take it, you touch iron or you touch brass or anything, that substance becomes gold. Sparshamani. It's different than there's chintamani and there's sparshamani. Don't get confused. Chintamani is something else. Spiritual gems or spiritual substance. Sparshamani, that's what Sanatana Goswami had, was a sparshamani. You know the story of the sparshamani. He had this sparshamani object that would make gold. And someone gave it to him as a don, as a dakshin. He threw it under a tree, under some leaves. He said, I have the greatest sparshamani. I have the gopis in my fingers. I'm touching the gopis in the japa mala and I'm chanting Hare Krishna. This is the greatest sparshamani. Because whatever this name, whatever and whomever that this name touches, that person becomes Gauranga Gold. He becomes Gauranga Gold. He becomes Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavanashwari. Vishabhana Siddhi. He becomes pure, more than gold. He becomes chinmoya, he becomes spiritual. So like that, Tulsi is his chinmoya. So when you touch that Tulsi, you become purified. Tirubhaptiti, Sabhabhaptiti. Shivratri is very, very important for the Vaishnavas. We should observe it. But you know, we're observing it by fasting. And the deity is also chinmoya, transcendental energy, spiritual energy. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami explains that by touching the body of the deity, Prakriti Sparsha, then all desires are fulfilled. We should be careful what our desires are. Any questions? So this will happen. At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam and Vrindavan. But only when the mercy of Lord Gaura is first received. The story I was telling was about Gopakumar. He saw on the banks, he ran to embrace or offer prayers, Radha and Shyam, who he saw in Vrindavan, in Bhava Vrindavan. And when he got there, they disappeared and he fainted. And then when he woke up, he was being transported in his siddhadeha, in his spiritual body, he was being transported to the spiritual world. So this pastime illustrates that a perfected soul, at least once in his life, a self-realized devotee will have darshan of Radha and Krishna. Either at the very end before he leaves his body, or before that time. In the case of Bilva Mangala Thakur was of course practicing sadhana. He was considered sadhana siddhi. But in the course, we didn't mention that this morning, but in the course of practicing sadhana, Krishna reciprocated with him to encourage him, which he is free to do. Krishna is free to encourage the devotee. So he appeared, he gave sakshat darshan to Bilva Mangala Thakur a couple or three times in the course of his journey to perfection, before attaining perfection. In Gopakumara's case, he had reached perfection, he was in Bhama Vrindavan, and then he had that darshan of Krishna, he gave up his body, then went in his Vastu city, his spiritual body, back to the spiritual world. So this is a great fortune that awaits the advanced devotee then. And this is possible only when the mercy of Lord Gaura is first received. Gaura Kripa Hare. These great souls like Narottam Das Thakur, you might say, we gave a class this morning on Kripa. You want to get the mercy of a great devotee, then you serve him, you hear from him. You read his books, you read his writings. You do Bapu Seva, serve his body, or Vani Seva, you serve his teaching. So Narottam is eternally existing for the benefit of devotees. That's why in the Praying Dwani prayers that were given by Bhakti Sananda Saraswati, we remember certain Shiksha gurus. Our line is Shiksha Parampara. And so in the early days, Prabhupada used to give this premadvani. He say Naratam Dasta Koraki Jai Srinivas Acharya Srinivas Naratam Shamananda Govinda Basya Govinda Baladeva Dibhushan. And he would these different great stalwarts. But Naratam, by singing his songs, his mercy will flow into our hearts.
There is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Tribhuvan, Nahi, Nahi, no. Tribhuvan, Bhurbhuvah Swav, this planet, upper planets, there's no one more fallen than me. Oh, Sama Patita Prabhu. Oh, you're a Patita Avatar. You're the Patita Avatar. Oh, hey, Prabhu. Prabhu means Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav. Hey, Prabhu, I'm Patita. You're fallen. Patita Pavan Avatar. You're supposed to purify the Patita. Patita means fallen. Most of Patita Prabhu, Nami. There's no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds. Dante Trina Dori Gvara Daki Tumar. Holding grass, like you say, Trina Adapi Suni Trina. Trina Adapi. Trina. Trina means grass, blade of grass. Dante. Dante means teeth, like Vajradanti, toothpaste, right? Vajradanti. Teeth like thunderbolts. Vajra means strong as thunderbolts. So Dante, Trina Dhori Gora. Holding grass between my teeth, Dante Trina. Oh Lord Gora, I'm calling out to you now. So the idea is, we're not just calling out, hey Gora. There's a qualification of how you call out. As we were mentioning this morning, how, and Janardhan asked the question, how do you see the Lord? How, what kind of darshan? What is your mood from your side? Then you can determine whether the sudarshan comes or not. Remember, you have the question. You're seeing Krishna, but like, how you're seeing. So then you're calling Gaur, but how are you calling Gaur? Just like you were speaking earlier to someone about chanting Hare Krishna. And I asked that person, I said, so you're crying when you're chanting japa? No, much. I haven't reached that stage yet. I said, then you'll never reach that stage. So that stage is right now. Right now. Are you chanting? Yes. Then you're at the stage. You're supposed to chant. Srila Prabhupada told us right in the beginning, he told us two instructions in this mantra. Don't avoid the 10 offenses in chanting. Don't commit dasaparada. And chant the holy name like a lost child crying for his mother. Hey, mata, hey, mom, hey. Right? Is this something new? You never heard your mother? Right? You heard so much. Thousand times, million times. Anyone else here? Anyone never heard this? The Prophet said you should chant, Oh Mother Hara, Oh Hare, Oh Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna. How many first time hearing? Raise your hand. One. New person. So, us older students, and the ones that have been associating with the older students, reading Prabhupada's books, this is how he says in the Hare Krishna address. He explains, one should chant the holy name like a child crying. He didn't give so many instructions about the holy name. Chant the holy name like a child crying for his mother. So that means very destitute, very desperate, a very helpless situation. So that means from day one, as Bhakta Joe or whoever, Bhakta Sunil or Sanjay or, Bhakta Purnamasi, Bhaktin Purnamasi, when you chant japa, it should be, Hare Krishna, please Krishna, help me, please pick me up, Krishna, please, I'm crying for Krishna. But this person was saying, I said, no, you don't come to that. That's the old, there's beginning crying and there's advanced crying. He says, oh, I haven't come to that stage of crying. Oh, what stage is that crying? Oh, Lord, it's just like, that's like bhava, simple tears, ashru, romancha, kampa. That's bhava. I'm not there. I'm just fucking, married. I'm not in bhava. How can I cry? No, you have to cry because you have no love. You have to cry because you have no attachment. You have to cry because you can't see Krishna. You have to cry because you're so sinful. You have to cry because you waited so long to surrender. So many lifetimes, so many reasons to cry. Krishna, please. So this is what he's telling. Dante Trina Dori Gora. Daki? He's saying, this is how he's calling Gora. He's not just calling out, hey Gora. He's calling out with a qualification. Dante Trina. In a mood of humility. This is mood. You chat, what is your mood? Your mood is like crazy robot. What is your mood? So Prabhupada, this saying that you should chant the holy name like crying, this is called mood. Crying means a sorrowful mood, a repentant mood, a penitent mood, crying for Krishna. This is what we're supposed to do. And that only becomes more intense and more advanced, and
that crying, because crying, the tears, when you're crying, then that puts out the fire of material desire. There's a big fire in the forest, and you need rain. Big rain has to come to put out the forest fire. So our hearts are burning. Our hearts are being burned. The kam agni, krodh agni, lobh agni. So this tears, these tears. So this is how, so Narottam Das is saying, Dante trina dori gora dhaki he kumar. With a straw, Dante trina, with a straw in my teeth, that's how I'm chanting the holy name. With a straw in my teeth. So when we call out to Krishna, we must have humility. Krishna, ay gora. Okay. Please be compassionate upon me and come reside within the temple of my heart. That's a nice thing. Kripa kori eso amar, vidaya mandire. Jadidoya, nakuride patita bhagya. If you do not give your mercy, seeing how fallen I am, then why are you known as Patita Pavan? The merciful savior, the fallen. You say you're the Patita Pavan avatar, Gauranga. But look at me. I'm certainly fallen. I have no attachment to you. I have no love for you. I cannot see you. I cannot think of you. Even when I'm awake and conscious, my mind never goes to you. It goes everywhere but to your feet. My words never speak of you. I don't remember you. What to speak of when I sleep? When I sleep, what do I think of then? I cannot say. The bhavana, the bhav for the devotee, the chanting. So, please save me. You're the Patita Bhavana avatar. Well, save me. I'm fallen. I'm qualified. Take me up. I am plunged amidst the violent hurricane-stricken waves in this ocean of material world. There's no way to escape. Sri Charana Tarani Dhan. But you give me your Sri Charan, then I can Tarani. I can get out. Kindly give me the gift of your divine lotus feet, which are compared to a boat, in which your servant may cross over the ocean of birth and death. Dase Kuru Par. Par means ocean. Ocean of birth and death. Once Srila Prabhupada, he was in Radhadamodar, and he was meeting with one Brijvasi in Gopal Ghosh. And Prabhupada, somehow or other, or actually, excuse me, it was later, it was 1972 in Karchi. And Prabhupada had come there with his American disciples. And Prabhupada had one pen from the West called Parkar. Parkar. So Prabhupada, because his friend is Bengali, so Prabhupada held up his pen. He says, see this pen? This is an American pen. It's called Parkar. And he said, Par, the ocean of birth and death. Kar means to work and act. Kar, like Karna, Kamkarna. We must work in such a way that we cross over this ocean of birth and death, this Parkar. You understand? And Gopal was laughing and laughing. Yeah, it's very clever, Prabhupada. Very clever. Every time you take out your Parkar pen, it's Par. Par means ocean. And it means specifically the Bhavasagar. Bhavasagar, the ocean of birth and death. This word Par, and there's Sindhu, there's so many words for ocean, but this particular Par means this ocean, Bhavasagar, the ocean of material existence, samsara, samsara-sagar. So then this Kar means to act, move, work, act and get out, Parkar. I'm thinking of that and reminding you of that. So that's the idea. The boat, the Sri Charana Tarani, Tarani Dhani, the feet of Lord Chaitanya are the boat. They're the noka, you say noka. You're the noka to get your mukti. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasa Nandas. Prarthana Kore Sada. This is my constant prayer. Prarthana Sada. Always my constant prayer. Please, Dasa Nandas. Oh Chaitanya. Oh Sri Krishna Chaitanya. You are my Prabhu. You are my Mahaprabhu. You are my Master. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my friend. You're my pranabhava. You're the life of my life. And I am always praying that you will accept me. Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ceaselessly makes this prayer. Gauranga karuna karo dina hina jana.